But you've seen there's a machine that has ball bearings, about 5 ball bearings, just hanging down by on a string.
Men I har måske set en maskine, hvor der hænger nogle tråde ned med nogle kugler.
Do you recognize? Do you know what I'm talking about?
A machine with some balls hanging down.
Steel balls. And then you go, you lift one
yeah,
up.
Den her med stålkugler. I ved, hvor man.
Ja. Pop, pop, pop.
Newton's cradle.
Fantastic. That's what I want to hear. Thank you. I'm glad it was in English. I understood it. Okay, Newton's cradle. All right. So if it's got 5 balls, you pull the end one off. Yep. You let it go. And of course it goes all the way, the energy goes all the way through. And what happens to the last ball?
Godt, så forestiller jeg det her, vi trækker en kugle op og slipper den, og den rammer 1, 2, 3, 4. Og hvad sker der så med den sidste?
Okay, it springs up and it goes back. Boom, 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 boom. Yep.
Den fortsætter, og de svinger frem og tilbage, de to yderste kugler.
Okay, I just want that picture in your head. Just a
prøv at have det her billede i hovedet. Right. Med den, der svinger frem og tilbage.
And the question I want to ask to this is, when God gives us something, what are we supposed to do with it?
Og spørgsmålet i relation til det her er, når Gud giver os noget, hvad er det så meningen, vi skal gøre med det?
And of course you already know the answer because you've been coming to Bible studies for a long, long time.
Og I kender selvfølgelig allerede svaret, fordi I er kommet til bibelstudiegrupper i lang tid.
And of course the answer is?
Og svaret er? Bring it on to the next person.
Share it. Yep. So everything that we are given by God, are we meant to keep and hoard?
Så alt hvad vi får af Gud, vi skal, er det meningen vi skal tage det og beholde det for os selv?
And the answer of course is nah. What is no in Danish?
Nej.
Nej.
Yeah.
Nej. Nej. I'm learning more. Okay. Nej. That's right. And everything of course is to be shared. All right.
Det er rigtigt. Alt skal deles. Det er ikke meningen vi skal beholde det for os selv.
So it's very obvious. God's love. He gives us God's love. What are we to do?
Og Guds kærlighed, når han giver os den, hvad skal vi så gøre?
Love.
Sure.
All right, you got it. I mean, you know. But you can run this with anything. Forgiveness.
Tilgivelse.
Forgiveness, mercy.
Barmhjertighed.
Be merciful, etc., etc., etc. All right? Even the physical things.
Selv de fysiske ting.
Share.
Vi skal dele det.
So we've just got that. That is a pattern of life. That's as basic as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west.
Det er et helt basalt mønster, lige så basalt som solen, der står op i øst og går ned i vest.
And I'm physically alive while my heart is beating.
Jeg er fysisk i live, mens mit hjerte slår.
Okay, etc. So now we pick up, what does Jesus do in relation to the disciples on this day in John 20.
Og nu ser vi så på, hvad gør Jesus i forhold til disciplene på den her dag i Johannes kapitel 20.
And I spent the entire first 1.5 sessions basically saying Jesus comes to us.
Og hele første session gik ud på, at Jesus kommer til os.
And therefore, based on what we've just said.
Og derfor, med baggrund i det her billede, vi har for os.
What's the response?
Hvad er så vores respons? Yeah, I would like to answer what's the response, but go to others, go to andre. Input, what Busa mentioned, the input is the key here,
yeah.
That it needs that for the motion to go on.
Yeah, that's true. But you're all too deep, you're too smart you're thinking too hard. It's basic stuff. Jesus comes to us, we go to others. It's not hard.
Så I tænker alt for dybt over det. Det er helt basalt det her. Jesus kommer til os, og vi går videre til vores næste.
That's where I was at. A very basic type of guy.
Og jeg er meget nede på jorden fyr med helt basale ting.
All right, what's your question? What's your answer?
That was my answer.
I shouldn't let you do it. All right. Let's read verses 21 through to 23, please.
Lad os læse 21 til 23. Som vi sprang over før. Og der står, Jesus sagde igen til dem, fred være med jer. Som faderen har udsendt mig, sender jeg også jer. Da han havde sagt det, blæste han ånde i dem og sagde, modtag Helligånden.
Forlader I nogen deres synder, er de dem forladt. Nægter I at forlade nogen deres synder, er de ikke forladt.
Okay. Just in your groups, just talk amongst yourselves. What are the components of the story? Okay? The story has a component. The accounts have some components. And I just want you to arrange them in a sequence.
So, jeg vil gerne bede jer nu om at tale med jer sidemand og prøve at arrangere de her forskellige komponenter i den her lille tekst i en rækkefølge.
That's like dot, arrow, arrow, dot, arrow. Just have a read. What are the components? What's the sequence?
Så hvilke komponenter indgår her, og i hvilken rækkefølge kommer de?
Thank you. Very, very good. Just whoever wants to, just again, the components of the story and the sequence. So just go bump, 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 however you've got it. Just summary points, sequence, just what's the sequence?
So which group? Hvem prøver med at starte med at opsummere, hvilke elementer indgår der, og hvad er sekvensen?
Og da han sagt det, blæste han ånden i dem. De får ånde.
And he breathes on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They receive.
Og så siger han.
And he says again.
Yeah. Modtag Helligånden.
Receive the Holy Spirit.
Det er næste sekvens. Altså, den er blæst på dem, så får de at vide, at de skal modtage Helligånden.
When he has breathed on them, he tells them to receive the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Og så er det, de får at vide, nøglerne, forlader I nogen deres synder, er de dem forladt?
And then they are given the keys. If you absolve someone of their sins, they are absolved, and if you retain them, they're retained.
Yep. Okay.
Det er, at man, de har en helligånd, når de går ud. Altså, de får helligånd, når de har brug for den, når de forkynder den. De skal ikke vente på helligånden som kristne, og så først gå ud, når de tror, at vi har helligånd. De får helligånd, når de er ude og har brug for den, og det er ude.
What they arrived at is that we do not need to wait for the Holy Ghost when we preach the gospel. We have it by the word.
So the sequence, yep. I mean, that would be true. The Holy Spirit will work through the gospel in that regard. Yes.
Yeah, Helligånden virker gennem evangeliet.
But if I understood it, we started. I thought I heard Jesus.
Jeg synes, jeg hørte, at Jesus
speaks,
taler.
Jesus.
Og Jesus
breathes.
Ånder.
Okay. Receive the Holy Spirit.
Modtag Helligånden.
Okay. With the task of the keys.
Og I får nøglemagten.
Okay. So what we've got is the ball.
Så vi har her kuglen, der svinger ned.
And we come to the last one. Seems to be something missing.
Og hvor er den sidste kugle? Hvad sker der så?
What seems to be missing?
Hvad er det, der mangler?
He said he sent, but we've got no message that they went out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we know from other passages that they will. Okay, but at this particular point in time, they are being commissioned.
Vi ved, at de senere går ud i verden, men på det her tidspunkt, der får de opgaven.
Will they go out that Sunday night on Monday to convert Jerusalem?
Sker det sådan, at de går ud den mandag aften for at konvertere alle mennesker i Jerusalem?
No, because we know a week later they're still in the room, aren't they? Fear of the Jews, yes?
Vi ved faktisk, at de stadig er i det her rum en uge senere af frygt for jøderne.
And we do know that in 50 days time of Pentecost, will they go out and change the world?
Og vi ved, at 50 dage senere ved pinse vil de så gå ud og ændre verden.
And at the end of that day, how many people were added to the church? End of Acts 2.
Ja, og i slutningen af kapitel 2 i Apostlenes Gerninger, hvor mange mennesker blev da konverteret? 3000.
Roughly 3000, so they went from Acts 1, 120 to 3000. That's pretty good growth.
Godt, så i kapitel 1, 120, og nu 3000 i kapitel 2. Det er en stor vækst.
How many services would you have to have in your churches to fit them all in?
Hvor mange gudstjenester ville I skulle have i kirken for, at der var plads til alle?
What a great problem to have.
Det er et fantastisk problem at have.
But this sequence continues, isn't it?
Men okay. Sekvensen fortsætter, gør den ikke?
Because if Jesus doesn't do this,
hvis Jesus ikke gør det her, kommer med input.
We don't have the last ball, because we're in a sense we're the last ball in that sense.
For vi har ikke den sidste kugle, den har vi sådan set sendt væk på en eller anden måde.
I just wanted to jump. I wanted to go. In that regard.
And then it comes back.
don't. Every picture is not perfect. Just work with the night of the image. Goodness sake.
Okay, all right. Et hvert billede har sin fejl, og det er ikke fuldstændigt det her. Så, men lad os bare se det her med, det bliver sendt ud.
Although we do have to come back to keep receiving.
Men naturligvis er det rigtigt. Vi er nødt til at komme tilbage for at blive ved med at modtage.
This picture, this passage is to speed. This passage has been 2,000 years used as one of the basic passages for the office, the institution of the office of the ministry.
Den her skriftpassage er i de sidste 2,000 år blevet brugt som fundamental også for indstiftelsen af forkyndergerningen, forkynderembedet.
The Orthodox Church uses it. The Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church, uses it.
Den ortodokse kirke og den romersk-katolske kirke bruger den.
And it is the most, probably the most, one of the most used passages in the Lutheran Confessions.
Og det er nok en af de mest anvendte passager i den lutherske bekendelse.
You've got 2 minutes, just basically in your groups. Do you think this passage that you've just read is a good description of a job description of a pastor?
Og nu har I 2 minutter til at tale lidt om hvorvidt I mener, at den her beskrivelse er en god jobbeskrivelse for en præst.
If you say yes, an example why.
Hvis I mener ja, så giv et eksempel på hvorfor.
If you'd say maybe not.
Og hvis I er lidt usikre, så nej, måske ikke.
What would you add?
Hvad vil I så tilføje?
Or maybe even take away.
Eller fjerne?
I suspect not.
Men jeg regner med, at I nok ikke vil fjerne noget.
Okay, just a few minutes. Back in your groups, please.
Og sum lige over det et par minutter.
Thank you.
Thank you, and then we will discuss.
Et halvt minut mere, og så betaler vi sammen efter det.
Who wants to share? Do you think this is a good description of a, you know, you would write this as your job description for the clergy of the Lutheran Church for around the world?
Synes I det her er en god jobbeskrivelse? Måske kunne vi forestille os, at vi skrev det ned til alle prædikanter og præster i den lutherske kirke rundt omkring i verden. Well, when it comes to all, it's extremely brief.
Yeah, so?
Well, something is missing.
Oh, okay. Something's missing. All right. So we want to add something to it.
So we began tilføje noget til den her beskrivelse.
All right. So is that a general view that okay, it's okay, but the stuff that's missing, we would like to add some stuff.
Er det sådan en generel opfattelse I har, at der mangler et eller andet, vi vil gerne tilføje noget.
Okay. What will we add?
Well, the preaching of the word, the shepherding of the flock, baptism.
Okay. Right. So we would like to add those things. Do you think that they're not in the use of the keys and the issue of forgiveness?
Okay, så vil vi gerne tilføje det. Mener I, at det her ikke er indeholdt i nøglemagten om anvendelsen af det, om tilgivelsen?
Ja.
Jo, det er indeholdt, men vi føler det mangler, fordi vi støber det jo sammen fra andre passager i Bibelen, som vi snakker om. Så selvfølgelig er det indeholdt, fordi det er lov at
Well, in a way, of course, it's contained within because this is a law and gospel. Yeah. But we piece it together from other passages from scripture.
Of course, of course, and I'm not disputing.
Yeah, naturligvis gør vi det og ser på andre skriftsteder, og det ikke det jeg anfægter.
So the other things we particularly want, of course, is not just confession and absolution or the retaining of the sins.
Så det er ikke kun trosbekendelsen og tilgivelsen eller fastholdelsen af synden.
But we want preaching. We want preaching.
Men vi ønsker forkyndelsen.
And we want mission.
Og missionen.
And shepherding, pastoring, I think caring for the flock.
Og
you mentioned
hyrdeembedet at tage sig af menigheden.
How will you know when it's good preaching and good shepherding?
Hvordan kan vi vide om det er god forkyndelse og god hyrdeomsorg?
What are you going to look for?
Hvad kigger vi efter? Wow. One says if Jesus is glorified, and another says if we are shocked by it and foul. Appalled by it or not? Yeah.
It could be. They could just simply be bad teaching, but there is a point of maybe putting it into the good construction there. The scandal of the cross.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sort of thing. And what was the other point that was said earlier?
That Jesus is glorified.
Okay, so so there's a focus on Jesus being glorified, and there's a focus on sort of maybe the scandal or the stumbling block of the cross.
Så ja, det er rigtigt. Der er fokus her på, at Jesus bliver herliggjort. Der er også på korsets skandale.
Okay, and what I would want to sort of just again make sure or nuance in such a way.
Og det jeg gerne vil nuancere her.
That the forgiveness of sins and law and gospel.
Det er at syndsforladelsen og lov og evangelium.
Is never omitted.
Aldrig udlades.
Now I don't mean that this has to be said then in every sentence.
Det betyder ikke at det skal siges i hver eneste sætning.
Jesus forgives you, Jesus forgives you, Jesus forgives you. You're a sinner, you're a sinner, you're a sinner. I don't mean it like that.
Og jeg mener ikke på den måde at man skal sige Jesus tilgiver dig, du er en synder i hver eneste sætning.
But I teach pastoral theology at Westfield House.
Men jeg underviser i pastoral teologi på Westfield House.
I teach pastors about technology.
Jeg lærer præster om teknologi.
And we talk internet and we talk mission.
Og vi taler om internettet og mission.
And I have failed in my teaching on technology.
Og når jeg lærer om teknologi, så har jeg fejlet.
If I don't emphasize again and again and again.
Hvis jeg ikke vedbliver med at fremhæve.
That if we don't use the technology God has given us.
At hvis vi ikke bruger den teknologi, som Gud har givet os.
Which doesn't rely on satellites or electricity.
Som ikke er afhængig af satellitter
eller
elektricitet.
But our words, water, bread and wine.
Men ord, vand, brød og vin.
For the forgiveness of our sins.
Til vores synders tilgivelse.
And the pastor is not doing his job from the bottom up.
Så gør præsten ikke sit arbejde fra bunden af.
And with respect, Jesus can be glorified.
Og med respekt, ja, Jesus kan blive herliggjort.
But if he's glorified in such a way that he is just the Jesus of glory and not the Jesus on the cross.
Men hvis han bliver herliggjort på den måde, at han kun er en herlig Jesus og ikke Jesus på korset.
For the forgiveness of your sins.
For dine synders tilgivelse.
Then I am uncomfortable.
Så er jeg ikke rigtig komfortabel med det.
I go to a minister's fraternal in my local village. Ministers fraternal, a gathering of ministers, ministers breakfast.
Godt. Så jeg er her i lokalområdet. Der går jeg til et sted hvor præster forkynder samles.
Roman Catholic, Baptist, Anglican.
Og det kan være tale om anglikanske og romersk katolikker og baptister.
Various Pentecostal groups.
Og forskellige Pentecostal grupper, karismatiske grupper, pinsebevægelse.
And about 3 months ago.
Og for cirka 3 måneder siden.
While washing up the dishes afterwards.
Mens vi stod og vaskede op.
You got to pretend to be polite when you're in public.
Fordi man skal selvfølgelig foregive at være høflig, når man sådan er i et offentligt rum.
I had this interesting discussion.
Så havde jeg en interessant samtale.
With the other Protestant ministers.
Med de andre protestantiske præster.
Who said that they were Christian.
De sagde at de var kristne.
But not sinners.
Men ikke syndere.
And I nearly dropped the plate.
Og jeg tabte næsten tallerkenen.
They struggle with their sin.
De kæmper med deres synd.
They acknowledge that they do sin.
De erkender at de synder.
But they rejected totally the concept that they were sinner.
Men de forkastede helt det koncept at de skulle være syndere.
So they got their Christians with some black spots that they wash off, but the black spots they acknowledge that.
Så man kan sige de er kristne med nogle sorte pletter på som de vasker af.
And when I explained the teaching of Simul Iustitia Peccator. Simultaneously saint and sinner.
Da jeg forklarede dem konceptet med, at vi samtidig er syndere og hellige.
They nearly dropped the plates.
Så tabte de næsten tallerkenen.
And we agreed to differ.
Og vi blev enige om, at vi havde forskellige holdninger her.
I live by forgiveness.
Jeg lever af tilgivelse.
They live by forgiveness as part thereof.
Og de lever af tilgivelse som en del af det.
I don't want to tease so much about, you know, the other things that you mentioned. They were all good and fine.
Og alle de ting I nævnte her er sådan set rigtig gode og fine.
But if in the church going out,
men når kirken går ud i verden,
at the end of the day,
så er det når alt kommer til alt.
Or in the center of what we're doing,
og i centrum for det vi gør.
There is not the forgiveness of sins, the good news that God is merciful to sinners.
Hvis der så ikke er tilgivelsen og ordet om Guds barmhjertighed over for syndere,
then the gospel is darkened.
Så bliver evangeliet formørket.
Or blurred.
Eller udvisket.
Or something is gone altogether.
Eller noget lignende.
And pastors can get so busy.
Og præster kan være så frygtelig optaget af
in doing lots of things because we are busy people.
Alle mulige ting, fordi vi er travle mennesker.
But if at the heart of everything we do is not.
Men hvis kernen i det vi gør ikke er
the good news of the forgiveness of sins.
Evangeliet om syndernes tilgivelse.
Then we are busy in the wrong way.
Så har vi travlt på en forkert måde.
Is baptism the giving of the forgiveness of sins?
Er dåben givelse af syndernes forladelse?
Does law and gospel have as its resulting guide the end point, the forgiveness of sins?
Har forkyndelsen af lov evangelium som formål tilgivelsen af synderne?
When you receive Jesus' body and blood, do you receive the forgiveness of sins?
Når du modtager Jesu legeme og blod, modtager du så syndernes forladelse?
Be as creative as you like with the ministry and with your life.
Du kan være så kreativ som du vil med din præstegerning og med dit liv.
But the Father sends the Son.
Men faderen sender sønnen.
The Son sends his followers.
Og sønnen sender sine følgere.
And the goal remains that this planet is forgiven.
Og målet forbliver at alle på denne planet er tilgivet.
Now is this text only for pastors?
Er den her tekst kun for præster?
Then, okay, why do we need pastors?
Nej, nævnes det, men hvorfor har vi så brug for præster? Good question.
Oh, sorry, Life. It is a good question. It's a question that raises its head in all sorts of ways.
Ja, det er et rigtig godt spørgsmål, og det stikker sit hoved op på alle mulige måder.
And there are lots of tensions because of power groups.
Og der er masser af spændinger på grund af forskellige magtfordelinger.
In view of the time, I'll give you the sort of the quick answers.
Og i lyset af tiden, så vil jeg give jer de hurtige svar.
That are mine and I hope are truthful, but I'm a pastor.
Som jeg håber er sandfærdigt, men husk jeg er en præst.
The idea being, of course, that this text only being for the 12, okay? I know some Lutherans who would believe that.
Jeg kender nogle lutheranere, som vil mene, at teksten her kun er til de 12.
And therefore it is only for the ordained ministry.
Og derfor kun talt til de ordinerede præster.
But the truth of the matter is that even in our confessions we believe that of course that when Jesus gave the keys he didn't just give them to the disciples, he gave them to the entire church.
Men i vores bekendelsesskrifter så bekender vi også at Gud Jesus ikke kun gav nøglemagten til præsterne, men til hele sin kirke.
And you ask for the forgiveness of sins in your prayers.
Og i jeres bønner så beder I om syndsforladelse.
Of God, and you also forgive those who sin against you.
Og syndsforladelse fra Gud og tilgiver også dem som forsynder sig mod jer.
And that is the forgiveness of sins.
Og det er syndsforladelsen.
Of course it is.
Selvfølgelig er det det.
But there is a distinction.
Men der er en forskel.
And that is that when the pastor and why the office of the ministry was established.
Og det er at da præsteembedet blev indstiftet.
Forgive sins in the service.
Hvor syndsforladelsen blev del af gudstjenesten.
You have not sinned against him.
Så har du ikke forsyndet dig mod ham, mod præsten.
Well, hopefully you haven't.
Forhåbentlig ikke.
And he is announcing the forgiveness of sins.
Og han tilsiger syndernes forladelse.
To those who have not sinned against him.
Til dem, som ikke har forsyndet sig mod ham.
In whose name?
I hvis navn?
Whose name? Jesus' name.
I Jesus' navn.
Has Life ever gone up and said, I in the name of Life Jensen forgive you all your sins?
Har Life nogensinde stillet sig op og sagt, i Life Jensens navn tilgiver jeg alle jeres synder?
Yeah, well, he'd sooner cut out his tongue. I know he wouldn't do that, and you would run from the church.
Nej, det ved jeg godt, han ikke ville gøre. Eller også, så ville I løbe ud af kirken.
But without wishing to be too personal, do you think Life has forgiven Liz?
Uden at være alt for personlig, tror jeg så, at Life har tilgivet Liz.
And Liz definitely forgiven Life.
Og Liz helt sikkert har tilgivet Life.
Have they said sorry to each other?
Har de sagt undskyld til hinanden?
And of course, did they necessarily say, I in the name of Jesus forgive you?
Og sagde de nødvendigvis, jeg tilgiver dig i Jesu navn.
I'm sure they just said, I forgive you, I love you, and the other one said, thank you, I love you.
Og jeg er sikker på, at de bare har sagt, jeg tilgiver dig, jeg elsker dig, og den anden har sagt, tak, jeg elsker også dig.
Do you not do that in your own families?
Gør I ikke sådan i jeres egne familier?
You forgive those who have sinned against you.
I tilgiver dem, som har forsyndet sig mod jer.
That is the relationship.
Det er forholdet.
Of course you do. We run up into heaven and suddenly check, you know, husband, wife, they've forgiven each other, and we go to God.
Og lad os se, lad os forestille os det her, vi løber op i himlen og siger, mand og kone, har de tilgivet hinanden?
Was the sins forgiven?
Blev synderne tilgivet?
Are these people Christian? Of course they are.
Er de her mennesker kristne? Jo, det er de naturligvis.
Of course the sins are forgiven.
Og naturligvis er synderne tilgivet.
But with our understanding of who we are, we sin our constantly. It's not even a question of just actions. It is our being.
Men i vores selvforståelse så synder vi hele tiden. Det er en del af vores væsen.
The fact that we will die is testimony to the fact that we are sinners.
Og det faktum at vi skal dø, det vidner om det faktum at vi er syndere.
But by faith, by God's word,
men ved troen, ved Guds ord,
because of Jesus,
på grund af Jesus,
we know we are also someone else.
Så ved vi at vi er også nogle andre.
A child of God.
Et Guds barn.
So death has lost its sting.
Så døden har mistet sin brød.
And when we die,
og når vi dør,
because the wages of sin are death,
fordi syndens løn er døden,
but somebody else has paid the full price,
så er der en anden der har betalt den fulde pris.
We will just go home.
Så vi skal bare hjem.
Because we are forgiven.
Fordi vi er tilgivet.
And so we live in this forgiveness as we practice this forgiveness.
Så vi lever i tilgivelsen, mens vi udøver tilgivelsen.
And receive this forgiveness.
Og modtager tilgivelsen.
But because it's very easy to play mind games.
Men fordi det er meget let at lave tankespil.
And manipulate each other.
Og manipulere hinanden.
And we have memories and we find it hard to forget.
Og vi har hukommelser, og nogle gange har vi svært ved at glemme.
God has established it in such a way that there are people, servants,
så har Gud forordnet det sådan at der er mennesker som tjener.
Who bring the word to us.
Som tjener med ordet til os.
Who bring the sacraments to us.
Og bringer sakramenterne til os.
And God works through those sacraments.
Og Gud virker gennem sakramenterne.
And we receive forgiveness.
Og vi modtager tilgivelsen.
And if we need to hear it.
Og hvis vi har brug for at høre det.
Personally, the gospel personally.
Når vi har brug for at høre evangeliet helt personligt.
And I don't know what you call it in Denmark, but in English it's usually called private confession.
Og jeg ved ikke hvad I kalder det i Danmark, men på engelsk kalder vi det normalt privat skriftemål.
And I wish it wasn't.
Og jeg ville ønske det ikke var sådan.
Because I teach it in terms of the words private absolution.
Fordi jeg lærer det ved at bruge ordene privat syndsforladelse.
Because the point is that the thirsty person is coming to get.
Fordi pointen er her at et menneske som er tørstigt kommer for at få
a drink of water.
Noget vand.
And what did it cost you?
Og hvad kostede det dig?
Nothing. You were going to say that to me, I know.
Intet, og det ved jeg, I ville sige til mig.
Because it was always paid for you.
Det var altid betalt for dig.
And so, of course, we live in our relationships in this forgiveness as well.
Og selvfølgelig så lever vi i vores forskellige forhold i den her tilgivelse.
Now, since you're all, if you're in relationships, there you're all married. If you come to me to be married, I'm afraid the situation is I'm probably going to preach the same sermon pretty well.
Og hvis I kommer til mig, I alle sammen, mange af jer er gift, hvis I kommer til mig for at blive gift, så vil jeg sikkert forkynde den give den samme prædiken.
It shows you what a slack pastor I am.
Og det viser jeg, hvad for en doven præst jeg er.
Because I have evolved over my nearly 30 years in the ministry.
You haven't.
I've evolved over 30 years.
Jeg har faktisk udviklet mig over i løbet af mine 30 år som præst.
That I keep my wedding sermons fairly brief.
Så jeg holder mine. I don't see why. No.
Brief.
Yeah. Så jeg holder mine.
You're finding that hard to believe, aren't you? Yeah, I know.
Til bryllup er ganske korte.
Which is appreciated.
Og det bliver værdsat.
But I think it's fairly punchy.
Men jeg mener at det har en kraft bag sig.
Because I do mention love.
Fordi jeg nævner kærlighed.
I mean they are getting married.
Jeg mener de bliver jo gift.
But my emphasis is.
Men det jeg fremhæver er
forgiveness.
Tilgivelse.
Because that is what is needed for relationships to really grow.
Fordi det er det der er brug for at forhold virkelig kan vokse.
So this passage that we have is for pastors, yes, but also for the entire church.
Så den her det her skriftsted vi har er til præster, ja, men også til hele kirken.
And in many ways it can be summarized in the word love.
Og på mange måder kan det opsummeres i ordet kærlighed.
Now, I have to pause because again I don't know. I'm over time, but I might be able to do the last section super super quickly. Or we can slip it into. What time do we have to go for lunch? Okay. Let's close with prayer, and I'll do the last section super quickly tomorrow and when we come into the third session.
There's
a
Well, we live in this forgiveness and receive the forgiveness, but isn't it also the fact that a Christian, a fellow Christian, can say in Jesus' name, I forgive you, for someone deeply downtrodden by guilt and
if they've come to them and they are effectively then turning them that person into their pastor.
Jo, hvis man kommer til en medkristen og med sådan noget tungt på hjertet og har brug for at skrifte, så i effekt gør man dem til en præst i den situation.
But you know, if that's what the circumstances is, I mean, you're not gonna turn them away per se.
Så hvis det er sådan omstændighederne er, så beder vi dem ikke om at gå væk.
But in the Lutheran Church of Australia, which is my background.
Men i den lutherske kirke i Australien, som er min baggrund.
Elders and deacons of the church are taught and encouraged.
Så bliver ældste og diakoner i kirken, de bliver oplært i og opmuntret til.
Because of the confidentiality and the issues that do come out with confession and absolution.
Ja, de bliver undervist i det, fordi der er fortrolighed omkring det her skriftemål.
That they will never turn a person away.
De bliver sagt, de vil aldrig vende sig bort fra en person og bede ham gå væk.
But they are taught that to encourage for them to go and see their pastor, or they will take them to the pastor.
Ja, men de bliver lært at opmuntre dem til at gå til sin præst. Well, you may remind them that Jesus has forgiven you and died for you without saying in the name of Lord Jesus, I forgive you.
Yeah. Please do. Please do it all the time.
Gør endelig det, hele tiden.
Yeah, yeah. The assurance of grace, the assurance of God's love, you know, no matter what you've done, you know, no sin is too bad, whatever the situation is.
Giv forvisning om Guds nåde, uanset hvad situationen er, ingen situation kan være for slem.
Big yes, big ja, or whatever it is in Danish. Yes, that's a message to keep sharing, and particularly maybe with our teenagers or with people who, you know, emotions, hormones, circumstances in life. You know, when the shame hits them, you know, the devil tries to use that to get the people away. Oh, I can't come back. You know, all that sort of scenario. You know, we are all sinners. We just dress up to look pretty. You know, that's the issue, and it's a struggle in all churches.
Ja, det er et stort ja til altid at minde om Guds tilgivelse og kærlighed, og også specielt over for unge i vores mennesker, som påvirkes af hormoner og som måske rammes af skam, så sig endelig til dem, Jesus kender dig og tilgiver dig og elsker dig. I think we've talked about forgiveness and forgive everyone, and perhaps the key word here is somebody. But another aspect of this is retaining sin. Who should we? Så på dansk. Hvem skal vi nægte syndernes tilgivelse? For det står der jo også her.
Now, obviously, in that situation, okay, again, within the personal situations.
Again, i den her situation, og det må vurderes individuelt.
There is this dimension of you would need to negotiate. We know when people, or we suspect when people, really are not repentant.
Og vi kan godt have en god fornemmelse af, hvornår mennesker ikke rigtig angrer.
And so there is this issue of, you know, that while Jesus has died for everybody, you can reject his forgiveness.
Og der er det her med at selvom Jesus er død for alle, så kan du nægte at modtage hans tilgivelse.
But in terms of the public retaining of the sins the way the church certainly in its traditions.
Men med hensyn til hvordan fastholdelse af synder i kirkens tradition har været praktiseret.
Has followed Matthew 18.
Så har det fulgt Matthæus kapitel 8.
And done it carefully and hopefully pastorally.
Og det er gjort med mildhed og kærlighed, forhåbentlig pastoralt.
So with fear and trembling it is often the role of the pastor.
Så med frygt og bæven så er det ofte præstens rolle.
Because the issue is public. Unless there's a private issue in somebody's home, then you know a relationship needs to work through those particular issues.
Fordi de her ting som kommer op er offentlige og kendt af mange, medmindre det drejer sig om en ting i et privat hjem i et forhold.
And those need to be explored then pastorally and sensitively in terms of what is the actual issue and what is being done or not done in those regards.
Og det skal så undersøges pastoralt med megen mildhed og kærlighed.
But the retaining of sins is never done as a one in a sense as an end product.
Men fastholdelse af synder gøres aldrig som et mål, som et slutprodukt.
The day you retain somebody's sins,
den dag hvor du vælger at fastholde nogen i deres synder,
is the day your burden then grows.
Så vokser din byrde.
Because now you're going to do everything in your power to help them to repent, to bring the Holy Spirit to them so they can see they've become your mission field in a particular way.
Fordi så må du arbejde alt hvad du kan på at bringe den erkendelse til dem. De bliver på en måde din missionsmark.
It's just never a concept of retaining the sins and walking away.
Der er aldrig nogensinde en idé om at man kan fastholde synder og så vende ryggen til det menneske.
Because the goal is you want them forgiven.
Fordi målet er tilgivelsen.
And now the cooks will not forgive me probably and neither will you.
Nu tror jeg ikke at kokkene vil tilgive mig hvis jeg fortsætter længere, og det vil I sikkert heller ikke.
Let us pray.
Lad os bede.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
Herre Gud, himmelske far, vi takker dig for dit ord.
Clear away the dross of my words.
Fjern uklarheden i mine ord.
So that only your word is heard.
Så kun dit ord høres.
And teach us what you would have us hear.
Og lær os, hvad du vil, at vi skal høre.
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Gennem Jesus Kristus, vor Herre.
Amen.
Amen.